Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to Nightly Pop, your life coach for selfie fails and vibrator accidents.
Yeah.
Very exciting. You're very welcome. Nina N. What? I know, I didn't write it. Some weirdo did. Anyway, Nina and Hunter are here, so let's jump right in.
Yes, shall we?
Yes, please. Okay, Michael Strahan apparently can't move on from his breakup with Kelly Ripa, you guys. He just told the New York Times that he was treated like a sidekick and not a partner during his time on Kelly and Michael, which is shocking since there never seemed to be any tension on camera.
And I want to get your take on it, because I don't have a take on it, but I want yours. So, you've gotten divorced, and anybody here, like, gotten divorced? Anybody?
No, this happens.
It's not a negative thing. You're human beings. Like, you're not always going to get along. You know what I mean? And I think that if there was like a duo that always got along, I would question the authenticity of their connection. Like, it's like siblings. Like, you're going to get on each other's nerves. It's going to happen. But you got to be around each other, so make it work.
Make it work.
I disagree. I think there are worlds in which people get along. I think it's very, very rare and very lucky.
You think that there are people who get along 100% of the time?
I will tell you from experience. Me, Candace, and Adriano and Sugar Rush, we work together for 12 hours a day.
You got on their nerves. They just didn't tell you.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think from her position, she probably was like, you're coming onto my show. I've made it successful even after Regis left. And I want to have a partnership with you, but I still think you need to prove your position.
Yeah, see, there. No, I don't agree with that. Because if my name is in the show, I'm not your sidekick.
I think it's very funny that Michael Strahan in the interview was admitting that he was kind of like, the whole thing was so tense. And he said that playing football was one mental thing he had to deal with and Kelly Ripa. Strahan also said that he actually tried to fix the relationship by setting up these meetings that were every 3 weeks between him and her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she eventually said, I'm too busy or whatever.
Yeah, had she,
her
she excuse. Didn't need him. She is juggling a career and kids and a husband. Michael is not in a relationship. He does have kids, but he does not have full custody of them. So his time is different than hers.
It's not like he's going, hey, every day after the show, I just need 2.5 hours of your time. He's saying once every 3 weeks. He started real generous with that.
No, I agree. I think that they should have had these meetings, but we don't know what the meetings consisted of. Because if you've been doing a job for 10, 15 years, it's very streamlined. So if somebody new comes in, it's like, hey, I think we need to do da-da-da-da-da.
100%.
They want to like kind of micromanage it. You're like, I don't need to do all of that.
Yeah. I guess everyone ended up where they were supposed to.
Yes.
All right. Trolls are trying to take down Dua Lipa after she hit up a strip club with Lizzo. A hater called them out for sexualizing women and not being true feminists. And the hashtag Dua Lipa is over party, K, started trending after this video was posted.
That looked fun.
If you're really making it rain on all the women, what a woman lover.
I also don't understand why they're getting so much for this. Didn't Adele and Jennifer Lawrence go to a strip club together? No one cared about that.
I think Dua Lipa has become kind of a face for female empowerment, especially because of like her music.
That's empowering to me, twerking naked.
Totally.
I couldn't do that.
I think it's...
For 1 second.
I think people put her in this position. She's also got a very young fan base, and they don't understand that a lot of these women who are dancing are not dancing to pay for stupid shit. They're dancing because they're getting their degrees. They're dancing because they have a family. They're dancing because it's a really good way to make money and they have the opportunity and people should support anyone's creative art.
And I think the term feminist is also very confusing to a lot of people. Like, I think everyone has a different definition of what it means. Like, if you're a stripper, you're not a feminist. I don't believe that to be true.
Yeah, I don't believe that to be true either. I mean, these are grown women making grown decisions. And I actually had a conversation with a woman who had a degree and who went to school and was just like, I just really enjoy like the world that this creates. I like the way it makes me feel.
Absolutely.
It's something that I choose to do. And I don't think that they should be seen. I almost feel like the people who are judging the situation are demeaning the strippers.
Agreed.
Like, mm-hmm. And by the way, these girls get coins.
I mean, also, I've never had that much money thrown at me, and I would like to have that happen. So. Okay, Miley Cyrus is a little salty about not being at the Grammys. She just joked that she's been banned because of her love for weed. Hmm. Miley shared this throwback video captioned, "And we wonder why I'm not invited to award shows anymore."
You know, I couldn't fit this award in my bag, but I did find this. So thank you guys very much.
I thought that was hilarious.
If Morgan likes something, she'll rub her boobs. That's how you do it.
Was she not invited? I mean, she could have went. Billy went.
She could have gone
to the Grammys.
Her little sister went. I mean,
I feel like she could have gone if she wanted to. Maybe she wanted her own personal invite.
That's her little sister with a joint.
By the way, like, Miley, weed is legal. We just did the Grammys, and it was a lot of weed in the building.
Yeah.
Everybody was smoking on that red carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kept passing me, and I was like, no, I can't. I'm working.
Yeah. I don't think she's being banned from award shows
She's playing around. She's totally having fun.
Because she didn't have like a red carpet photo, she was feeling left out? Like, you know, I feel like when these award shows come and somebody who always is like a staple doesn't attend, they feel like they have to post a throwback. Like, there's these people who always have to post a throwback.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, okay, girl, but you're not there this year.
You're not there.
I don't need your throwback. We saw it when you posted it.
All right. In case you can't identify this guy, he's wearing a name tag. Apparently, he's from Shawnee, Oklahoma, and his name is Brad something, Pitt maybe? So guys, I'm gonna ask you a really hard question, but is there a place in the world where Brad Pitt needs a name tag?
I like this strategy.
You know what I mean? Tell us about it.
When you're Brad Pitt, you don't have to know other people's names. So he's the only one wearing it at this event, is my guess. And he's doing it as a bit. He'll go up to like Cynthia Erivo and be like, it's Cynthia something. And he goes, Brad Pitt, right? Kind of funny. What would yours say? You know?
I do think that Brad Pitt is one of those actors that actually does know everyone's name. I think he is really cool and remembers people. And I think also, ultimately, he also wore a suit that kind of worked with that name tag. It's kind of that retro 70s vibe. So I do think he was like, this is cool. Like, I'm going to add this.
I just think he's just a cool dude. It's a story to everybody else, but to him, he was just like, what? They gave me a name tag. Yeah. I put it on.
This makes us love him more.
He giggled when he put it on. For sure. He understood the irony of him putting that on, but he doesn't want to be the one person at the thing who didn't put it on.
But by the way, no one else had one on, which is why it makes it even cooler.
There's got to be some place where he can go and nobody knows who he is.
Fresno.
Yeah. Bakersfield.
I'm trying to move on from Bakersfield.
Okay.
We had someone comment from Bakersfield saying that they're the number one energy supporter in the United States. Thank you guys for providing all the food you guys do. You're very kind.
They're close enough to drive up here.
Yeah. Yeah. Finally, I know we've gotten some flack for being a little hard on Justin Bieber, and by we, I mean only me. I'm the only one that got any But we actually love this clip from his new docuseries because it proves his relationship is just like everybody else's.
She was like, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. When you say yeah, for sure, you are like thinking about what you're gonna wear tomorrow.
She is thinking about a lot of other things. I mean, I love, boys are so cute. They really do need a lot of validation. Like they need their woman to be like, oh, sick. And we're like, it's not that sick. Just buy me something. Stop talking.
That's like when you say, like, when somebody's telling a story, and you're like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You're like,
true.
I'm not listening to you got to say.
Yeah, true.
If you catch me saying that, I have checked out.
Yeah. I also think she seemed like she was distracted by the fact that there were cameras in the car a little bit too, maybe, right? Because she kept
looking. Well, it's for a series that they're doing.
So yeah, maybe she was a little like not in the mood for that.
What an interesting thing for him to be in the backseat just air drumming.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
She was on her phone. She was making business decisions.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, another bachelor fail and a housewife puts a strange thing in her mouth. Mm. We'll be right back.
Yay! Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And the Bachelor producers apparently took last night's episode to all new shameful heights. Mm. Pilot Pete took Victoria to a Chase Rice show, not knowing that Victoria used to date Chase. What a fun, fun little trick.
Today's definitely been my dream date. I am so excited for our own private Chase Rice concert. I feel like just the luckiest person in the world right now.
I want to die.
Chase Rice is my ex-boyfriend.
Chase and I dated before I came on the show.
This is Victoria.
Yeah,
it's our first one-on-one.
And now y'all, I'm assuming y'all go on a date after the, like,
now we'll go to like a dinner portion, kind of more serious.
My ex-boyfriend is talking to Peter, and I'm so overwhelmed.
Good show.
Chase Rice is hot.
Not the point.
Wow.
The point is,
you never make a point. He's hot. He gets a moment of hot.
Yeah, that's true.
We need a moment of Jesus. What's his sign? Tell us the point, honey.
The point is, they did all of this just to manipulate these people. I mean, it's getting worse. Like this in the pillow fight, it feels like we're watching mice and a little maze, except it's not mice, it's insecure men and women. And instead of cheese, it's a doomed relationship without foundation. It's not good.
That was a little weird. It was a little sort of below the belt. Necessary.
Yeah.
And for
all three of them, to be honest, it sounds like she didn't know she was going. Pete had no idea there was a connection. And Chase felt like, what did he say? I guess he talked to a radio show today and said that he was upset. He felt like he was blindsided by the whole thing. So he said that, you know, the producers, he kind of told him something and he wasn't really quite sure. He was there for music, not for drama.
How like unaware is Pilot Pete? His whole thing is like, I nailed it, didn't I, guys? Brought her to this concert.
It's kind of cute that he's so naive.
He is very sweet, and he's such a massive fan. That's also for Chase to be like, well, you're my fan, bro, but you're like dating my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's a weird situation.
He goes up to Chase Rice and goes, dude, you're the type of guy where I would let you date her. That's how great you are.
Our favorite horrible accident show, 911 Lone Star, aired again last night, and it did not disappoint with this idiot influencer storyline.
Storm warnings in effect for Travis County and surrounding areas. You'll need more than a 10-gallon hat. It's really going to be coming down later today.
What the hell?
One, two, three.
Whoa. Both their legs are shattered.
Where is my club?
What'd she say? Sounds like...
Where's
Michael? She wasn't asking for Michael. She was asking about her phone.
I'm calling this one the possum.
No.
What
does this happen to people?
Also, I know this is probably not the right thing to say. Would have been really cool.
We have done stories about this where people are like hanging off of cliffs and trying to get the best selfie. Like, it is just too much. Whatever happened to just, you know, taking a picture in your car or something?
It's true.
In the car, not on top of it.
Yeah, it is.
We actually talked about the story that this is based on. She plummeted 80 feet to the ground beneath her.
That's not funny.
All she did was shatter both of her legs. If you fall 80 feet, you're gonna die. Like, that's a long way to go.
That is a long way to go.
You know what it could have been, though? She was a yoga person, so maybe her limbs were real loosey-goosey. You know, it's like when you drop a baby, baby's fine.
Yeah. And in why we can't ever have anything new news, an Anaconda reboot is in the works from Sony. Mm. And since J-Lo will not be in the new film, why the hell would they even try to remake this cult classic?
Come on, hurry up!
So good. I love Anaconda.
spoiler alert. That is the end of the movie?
The snake does look really real there, though.
Does it?
Look at that mouth open.
It does not look really real.
It does.
J-Lo's not going to be in it. Ice Cube's not going to be in it. Apparently, it's just John Voight kind of doing an Eddie Murphy where he plays all the characters.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like a nightmare.
Never look in the eyes of those you kill.
The trailer for the film Swallow was just released, and what seems to start as an ASMR fever dream turns into a real housewife nightmare.
How does it make you feel when you swallow something?
I just like the textures in my mouth. It made me feel in control. I did something unexpected today.
Why?
Okay, so she's the wife of a rich man, and she then starts eating marbles, chess pieces, tiny locks, and eventually sharp objects are added to the menu. Funny.
I get marbles.
You do?
Yeah, because they look yummy, and they go down easy. I also get putting pennies up your nose. What I don't understand.
Oh my gosh.
And chess pieces and syringes.
None of this makes sense to me. I don't know why. Why does this need a movie?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
There's so many creative people in Los Angeles writing and making things. This is what people pick to make into a film, a feature film.
Yeah.
It may not be.
This is like really disturbing.
It may not be for us, but honestly, good for Michelle Williams. She's keeping it going. And looking forward to what she does next.
An Atlanta music producer thought he was meeting with the rapper Future, but just got his Dodge Charger Hellcat stolen instead. Max Thomas gave a ride to a guy who was supposedly setting up the meeting, and as security cameras showed, the scammer left Thomas inside to go get Future. Then the scammer just grabbed the producer's car from the valet and took off.
Don't know the craziest part is? This is the second time, not even kidding, he's had his Hellcat stolen.
What? Same type of scam.
No, different type of scam. The other one was he left it at his apartment and it was stolen overnight.
The scammer apparently still has not been found. So maybe they're pulling these scams all over everywhere.
Yeah.
Maybe do a little research next time.
Did you hear what the scammer's name was?
No.
Scammer's name was Timeless. Not even kidding you. When a guy introduces you or introduces himself to you as Timeless, are you yawning in the middle of my thing? I was 7 inches from the orbital.
I f***ing did. After the break, local news is getting weird, but we will be right back. Hey, okay, well, we don't cover Hollywood's biggest entertainment news here on Nightly Pop. We also care about the small town people across the world, do we? And the crazy shit that happens to them. I do, I don't know about them. So it's time for In Local News. I should do the weather. Dating apps definitely great for hookups, but did you know they can also save your life? A German woman traveling through the Norwegian mountains with two friends got stuck on an icy road and medical response services couldn't reach them in the bad conditions. So she went on Tinder to find her hero. And within minutes, her Tinder date arrived with a mechanical digger to clear a path for their van.
What? Wait a minute.
That makes me believe in love again.
Her Tinder date?
Yes.
So they specifically went on Tinder because that was one of the only geolocating apps they could think of. She matched with someone because they were afraid that they were gonna slide down the hill. And then when the guy came, the guy was like, they messaged and said, "Can you bring something to help us out?"
And he had a mechanical digger on hand.
Well, if you match with someone who lives in the mountains, odds are they're gonna have things to help you live in the mountains. When he got there, he was like, "Glad I could help. Do you maybe want to go on a date?" She's like, "Ew, I have a boyfriend."
Also, a little disappointed in the emergency responders at this point.
Not great.
You gotta use Tinder for this?
Yeah, but you know what?
Good to know. I'm gonna have to download this app.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, next we have something like a local news nursery rhyme gone wrong. A deputy in South Carolina was responding to a burglary call on a rural property when this happened.
A deputy was hurt when his canine attacked a cow. Yeah. According to the sheriff's office, the deputy was responding to reports of a burglary. While on the scene, a cow distracted the dog, which then led to the dog biting the cow. The deputy tased his canine to get him to let go of the cow. Now, during that time, the cow then struck the deputy and the property owner. Thankfully, everyone is expected to be okay. And listen to this. Investigators say that there was actually no burglary happening after all.
Oh, hell no. Uh-uh. I came all the way down here and ain't no crime happening. And I done got hit by a cow. Somebody going to jail.
Also, did you open this with a nursery rhyme gone wrong? What the f*** did your mom read you growing up? And the cat jumped over the moon and was electrocuted by a fence. My favorite part is the dog, whose one job is to not get distracted.
Aww.
It looks at the owner and goes, I know, but have you seen this giant Dalmatian? I'm gonna get it.
I think there's just like a visceral thing with dogs and cows and sheep. So I, you know, I'm sad that he had to tase his own dog.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me regret eating beef. Like, this is one of those things where you realize cows are intelligent animals. He was like, I'm gonna f*** everyone up right now.
He was pissed.
Yeah. And there are things that people lose often. Their keys, yes. Phones, correct. Maybe work badges, mm-hmm. yes. Check, check. All of those things. Something that doesn't usually go missing, a vibrator. Well, this local news story proves that maybe anything can get lost if you try hard enough. I'm scared.
This woman is talking about her new sex toy she wore out to dinner with her boyfriend, then used with him when they got home earlier this month.
I moved and all out of nowhere, I just felt a really sharp pain. Where is it? And he's like, he didn't know. What?
But she could still feel it.
I've never seen a case like this in my entire career.
They realized the device had actually entered her body through her urethra and went into her bladder, lodging itself sideways.
Oh. Are you done using sex toys?
Probably.
Hey, let's make this very clear. She wasn't sure. She's like, I might go back. You'd be surprised.
Also, why don't you just get a bigger one?
Look at the X-ray. Look at the X-ray. No, bitch, no.
There's a that's a nail. That's not even a vibrator. Get a bigger one.
That doesn't look like a vibrator. That was an IUD. I don't think that was from this. For sure. I know my IUDs.
There is an IUD in there too.
But that's not. That thing isn't.
Oh my god, you guys,
that's the thing. Who needs an IUD when you have a giant vibrator blocking all the holes?
Cuz it's
the
not
IUD
giant.
Doesn't block a hole.
The IUD prevents pregnancy.
It releases hormones. It doesn't block anything.
You guys.
Yeah, but who needs an IUD and got vibrator?
Vulva is tucked in right now.
I can't talk about this.
Sick.
That is just terrifying.
Okay.
Good luck
right.
to her. And I need her to be more sure on her answer next time.
Yeah.
Probably.
All right. Oh my god, it's over. I'm so devastated, you guys. I hate being far away from you. But that's it for us tonight. Bye.